Hey.
Google. Okay, thank you. Hello.
I'm in the airport, so I'm gonna put you on mute.
Okay, all right.
Fine.
Hello everyone. Thank you so much for taking the time to join the Las Américas Espira Academy, the charter organization board meeting for the month of June. Before we go on anything, vote to go into public session. If I can
So
accept.
move,
Can
Pedro.
get a second?
Second.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Any opposition to moving into public session? No opposition. We'll take that as a yes vote. Thank you very much. So hopefully we'll have a nice brief meeting today. We'll start off with reviewing of the agenda and approval of the April meeting minutes. So Greg has that on the screen right now to review first the agenda for today. And then these are the minutes from our last meeting. Okay, thank you very much, Greg. Can I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
So move, Pedro.
Thank you, Pedro. Can I get a second?
Second, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Do I have any opposed to approving the meeting minutes? Okay, no opposition. The motion will carry. All right, so we're going to start going into the rest of the agenda with the financial report. Kelly is on the line. Kelly, take it away.
Thank you. Are you all able to see my wonderful report here?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so here we have our monthly financial report. This is for the report ending of May 31st, 2025. We are 92% through the year. And we would like to thank all of our board members. Thank you all so much for being here today and for all that you do for our school. Our financial summary. We have our subtotal of the state for the full year. We had budgeted 18.6 million. As of the end of May, we had actually received 18.8 million, or 101%. The subtotal for the local, we have budgeted to receive 12.3 million. We had actually received 12.2, or 99%. And the subtotal of the federal, we were budgeted to receive 1.1 million, and we had actually received 1.1 million, or 103%. So the total FSF revenue we had budgeted for the year, just slightly under 32 million, and we had actually received a little bit over 32 million, or 100%. The expenses, we will get more detail in another tab. So our full year budget, we did budget for 33.4 million. We had actually spent 30.8 as of now, or 92%. We are again 11 months into the year, and you will see if I can get my mouse to work. Our monthly expense was 3.1 million, and you'll notice that's a little bit higher because due to a 3 week or a three payroll month. So, and then our chart is looking great, right where it's supposed to be. We had received 100% of our local funding from our school districts of the 8.9 million. And then getting into our cash position as of the end of May, we had actually received year to date 39.7 million. We have expended 30.8 million. We have encumbered 175,000. So the remaining balance is 8.7 million, so or 78%. Any questions for the financial summary tab? So the grants as the end of May, we had received two, 75,000, which is from the Ellis and Rosa McDonald Foundation. This is the first of 3 years that we will receive. The Crystal Foundation, we have received $375,000 for a total of $450,000. And then getting into our expenditure detail. So total salaries, we had budgeted 14.8 million. We had actually spent as of the end of May 13.7 million or 92%. Other employment costs or OECs, we had budgeted to spend 8.3 million. We had actually spent as of the end of May 7.3 or 89%. The total travel, we had budgeted 1.8 million. We have encumbered 160,000, and that's for the Sutton Bus Company. And we had actually spent as of the end of May 1.5 million. And so the total encumbered and expended is 1.7 million or 99%. The total contracted services, we had budgeted to spend 4.9 million. We have a little over 14,000 that is encumbered. The actual spend as of the end of May is 4.6 million. So the total encumbered and expended is 4.7 million or 96%. The total supplies and materials, we have budgeted 1.7 million. We had actually spent as of the end of May 1.6 million. And so the total encumbered and expended is 92%. The total capital outlay of equipment, we had budgeted 24,500. We had actually spent almost 12,000 or 48%. And the total capital outlay of property, we have budgeted just under 2 million, and we actually spent just under 2 million or 100%. So the grand total of all categories for our expenses, we have budgeted 33.4 million. We have encumbered 175,000, and we actually spent 30.8 million. So the total encumbered and expended is 30, just under 31 million or 93%. Any questions regarding the expenditures? Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Kelly. Can I have, if there are no further questions for Kelly, can I get a motion to approve the financial report?
Motion to approve the financial report for.
Thank you, Carlos.
Sure.
Can I get a second?
Pedro, second.
Thank you, Pedro. Do we have any opposed to approving the financial report for May? All right, there is no opposition. The motion will carry. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right, Greg, for the operations update.
Okay, as far as the athletic complex, the turf field I've reported for a while has basically completed. The weather has caused a delay in putting the rubber down for the track. The rubber has actually been there since graduation, but again, they can't do much about it. But I still expect them to finish on time once I get the rubber down, hopefully starting next week again when it's nice and hot. All they have to do is apply the lines, you know, for lanes, and it should be pretty much wrapped up. So I think we're still on target for having full use by the time fall sports tryouts begins in August for the high school. As far as Georgetown goes, we're still pressing to try to get to open on September 2026. We've been meeting, Margie, been included in several meetings as well, and Kelly. But we're hoping to know by the month of, I'd say by the end of July, if it's going to be a definite go or not. Again, there is a bit of a financial gap, but as the board knows, we assured everyone we started this venture that, you know, nothing was going to come out of our operating budget, and you know, we just can't afford to do that. So, and they understand that, but again, we got to hopefully another month here that they can come up with some more equity, and then will be a go, and if not, then there's a potential to cause, you know, the opening for 1 year. But it's kind of out of our control. They're working hard, Dan especially, the lead investor's working very hard to get it done.
If I
But
could just add something to that. So, unlike the experience that we had back in 2010 when we were opening our first school, at least in this situation, we will know before the school choice window opens in November.
So we won't have the situation we had last time, which was we actually enrolled 300 students. We were ready to open, and then we had to go back and tell the families we were going to be delaying opening because of the problems with facilities. So at least this time we'll be able to make that decision in August and then be able to communicate that so that we don't open up the applications this for this round. So but we're still hopeful and praying that we're going to still be on track for the original timeline.
That's about it from my end.
Okay, great. Thank you, Greg. Did anyone have any follow-ups or questions for Greg? No? Okay, then I'll jump into the development update. Thank you so much, Greg, and for getting my slides up. So these are the slides that Lynn provided to Jeff and I to present today, highlighting some community engagement events. Earlier this month was the Star Performer Celebration. So that was just an event held to celebrate the team members and different community partners. A lot of, outreach and a kind of a thank you to our community partners for their support of the school and our team members and our students. So folks like Matt Morrison from the Dream Center were present there. It was a great way to kind of say thank you to all of the members of the community that work with us and our students. Next slide. So Lynn, she's got her hands in so many different things. So something we'll jump into in the next couple of slides was an event that she attended for the Chemours Community Advisory Panel. I'll go into a little bit of that at the end of last month. But also the team end of year potluck that happened, also the beginning of the month at Stumpy's. Sounds like everyone had a really great time. It was a new venue to try out, but everything went really well. And a great way to kind of say thank you to all of our team members at the end of the year and get together. Going to be plugging this for a while, I'm sure, the 15th anniversary celebration. The theme is quinceañera. So if anyone is interested in volunteering to help plan that, please let us know. All right. So diving in here, this was something that Lynn had put together and kind of to share to highlight ways in which maybe we as board members can engage Aspira in some of the work that we're doing within our companies. So Chemours is the company that I work for. Has something called a community advisory panel. And their goal is to have, different prominent community members come once a month and discuss what's going on in the community and how we can support. And Lynn was nominated to be on that advisory panel. Completely coincidentally, I didn't actually know that was going to happen. So it was a very pleasant surprise that she was. And as a result, this last meeting, she was able to kind of talk to not only the Chemours team, but the other members of the advisory panel and how Chemours and Aspira have been working together. So one of the highlights here was in our own Chemours community page, we're highlighting a lot of the work that we've done with Aspira because we've done several events. So this is a screenshot that Lynn had taken of the last STEM night that we did a couple of months ago. And if you don't mind going to the next slide, Greg. And so these are some key points that Lynn was able to bring up at the advisory panel meeting to kind of showcase the different ways in which Chemours and Aspira have been engaged. So the STEM night, this was the fourth year in a row for us, third year in a row that we've helped out with Missy Hines-Peter, the sixth grade science teacher. We've had volunteers coaching Science Olympiad team. That's always a great event that we do there. The Career Exploration Fair, Lynn was able to fill out one of our Vibrant Communities and Philanthropy grant applications a couple of years ago, and that was actually approved, and we awarded money to go to stock the high school science labs when the school was starting to open. So
Just a really great way to highlight ways in which we can kind of get folks engaged and collaborate with the school and highlight some of the work that's been going on there. And Lynn was very kind to highlight my involvement there as well. So she did kind of just want to showcase what is possible. So I do thank her for the acknowledgement, but also just the opportunity to work with the school. And just goes to show that Lynn is a perfect person to have in that role because she's so well connected that independent of me, she was nominated to be on our advisory panel for the company that I work for. So that really goes to show how well connected with the community Lynn is and the work that she's doing. All right. Yes. So next slide, looking into grants and funding. So the Arch Cannon grant is still pending. I mentioned this, I think, in the last meeting about collaboration with Eyeball at Art for Kids. So our section is complete. So we would be a school that Eyeball at Art for Kids wanted to collaborate with. So we will see where that goes, and hopefully that gets approved. Then that is a capability or some folks volunteering to work with SBETA for the art program. Another thing we'll be talking about, I think this might be one of our last meetings before the actual golf outing. So please mark your calendars if you are a golfer or know some golfers to sign up. We have apparently already having a really good turnout, it looks like. I'm still accepting donations I think we said by August 1st, if people want to donate anything to go in a package for the silent auction, beer, wine, gift cards, anything else. So please coordinate with myself or Lynn if you would like to donate anything for the silent auction. Alternatively, if you know a company that we'd be willing to be a whole sponsor, they're still accepting those applications. So the very last slide, when we get to it, that's more of the information, but it's August 14th, so it's coming up quickly. All right, next slide. So more on the grant and funding section, the Cressley Foundation, the grant proposal has been submitted. Hopefully get an update this month. When we last met, we did not hear anything about that. The Norfolk Southern grant opportunity, this is where Lynn does her scouting. With a lot of these grants, it's very important to make sure that what we apply for, what goes into the grant closely aligns with, that organization's values and making sure it's finding the right project to align there to make sure we have the best chance of being awarded anything. So Lynn is working to request a meeting with some folks there, see what makes the most sense to align ourselves there. So this was something the COPS grant was something that was brought forth, I believe, by one of our constables, which would this grant would go towards funds that can enhance different aspects of school security. And that can even go towards people as well as other types of electronics or things to help with school security. So that is due this month that Lynn is working on. Still looking for anyone at Merck, if anyone knows anyone that works at Merck for a grant opportunity there. And the US Soccer Foundation scheduled to apply in the fall of this year for the Safe Places to Play grant, which would be a possible opportunity for the sports lighting projects. So those were all of the updates that we had from Lynn. This is the official flyer again for the golf tournament. Please make note of any information there. And if you are a golfer, please come out. Any questions, comments, anything else to add? No? All right. So then I will pass it off next to Maz for the Con Cariño and PTO report.
Hey, okay, I don't have a lot to say this month because school's out. Just following on from what you said, Liz, some of the board did go to the Star Performers celebration early this month. So that was nice to sort of go and see the staff members and community members who celebrated. For those of you who were there, probably saw Evelyn just goes all out with her decorations and makes it look amazing for everyone who goes and attends. So that was fun. The only other thing I have is we have the Hispanic Heritage Festival coming up in September, which planning is underway for. So again, if anybody wants to volunteer or support with that, just let me know. And I don't think we've got much else. I don't know if Pedro's got anything else, but I don't think there's much else been going on with school kind of shutting down since the last meeting and everything quieting down. There wasn't really a lot else going on that we had to do.
No, I think might as well. A, number one, thank you for staying with us at 11 or plus your time, for this session. But I think the only other thing that we have is the United Way's student summit, and I know we have aspirantes that are going to be a part of it. Liz is also, co-chair on that, with me, for the ERG that's supporting it. So thank you to our students for doing that, and we're looking forward to that event. But thank you for your report.
Thank All yours, Margie.
Yeah, if we're good. Margie, take it away. Okay, let me share. Right. So as I mentioned, it does feel like we just met. So there's my update is brief. Wanted to give you an update on where we are with enrollment. So right now, including our face-to-face students, as well as AVA, which is first through eighth grade, and then our virtual program, which is high school, we're at 98% of our 100% goal. So we're making good progress. We still have opportunities for more enrollment at the high school. So definitely want to put the plug in with all of you that as you're enjoying the summer weeks and months, as you're going to barbecues, et cetera, and interacting with people in the communities. If you know of somebody who's a rising ninth grader, who is rising 10th grader, looking for a good fit at high school, if you could please send them our way. We'll be happy to meet with families, give them a tour, and see whether it's a good fit for them or not. But we do have really, ninth and 10th grader are primarily the only grades that we have openings for at this point. Any questions about that? Okay. The culture and climate team. So I have an update. I have an update from both schools. I mean, it's, as a wrap up, every trimester at the East Campus, we have a character celebration. It's part of our character development program. So they always have this really cute spirit stick competition. And so the winning team gets to have the spirit stick until the next celebration. So for the third trimester, kindergarten, fourth, and sixth grade one. At the West Campus, we wanted to share with you, and you'll see this on social media soon. We got notified just the other day from NCAA that they are doing scholarships, and one of our students, Valeria Tamayo, was actually one of the three winners from Newark, Delaware. And it's the NAACP Gary Heyman Scholarship. So she'll be receiving $1,000 that she can use for her post-secondary education expenses. So very proud of her. We also have been very busy at the West Campus doing interviews. So we're making good progress with our current vacancies. We've been able to fill the business and art, Spanish, and the two math vacancies. We still have eight vacancies to fill. A couple of those are new positions. For example, the career and college counselor that I mentioned earlier. Is a new position for us that we're interviewing for. We also have a new position, which is we are introducing culinary arts and hospitality as a new pathway. So we're interviewing for a culinary arts teacher for that. So making good progress there. And we also, one of the new members that have joined us is an instructional coach over at the high school. She really has hit the ground running. She's been able she was able to join us before the end of the school year. So she's actually already facilitated three professional learning sessions with the team before they went on summer break. And Mike just continues to meet with incoming families to just make sure we set expectations. And just really, it's really important that we continue to have that practice of having those meetings with the families and the incoming student so that they feel comfortable coming in, but also that it's a smooth transition for them. As far as the discipline information, I really just want to, this is all on board on track if you want to look at it in more detail, but Kathleen did me the favor of actually summarizing it here, which was great. So they were able to show between this past school year, the 24-25 school year, comparing it to the 23-24 school year on how we've done. And as you can see, and for after school detentions, in school suspensions, out of school suspensions have all declined, which is great. And there's the number that have declined, but also the percentage. The only a category that has really increased is bus referrals. And so, it could be that they're more of our bus drivers are getting more comfortable and therefore writing up students more frequently. But either way, I think it's a good thing that students are being held accountable on the bus as well as in the school building because we definitely reinforce that that's still an extension of the school and the same rules apply on the bus. And obviously, it's even more important because of their safety. But those are good trends. And at the high school, we weren't able to complete a grid like that, but I'm going to have Jorge do that when he gets back from vacation. So in the August meeting, I will give you that side-by-side comparison to see how we did last year compared to the year before. And see. Oh, and lastly, I just wanted to share in case you didn't see it on social media. Just wanted to give a shout out to Guillermina, who is now an author. And so, if you haven't heard, she has her debut novel, Alexa Hope and the Avenue of Possibilities. She actually came to the high school, but before the school year ended, and met with our students. It was great, and she's been getting a. This was a post that actually Wilmington University did, so we've been sharing it out as well. So we want to congratulate Guillermina on that great accomplishment. And that's all I had. Any questions?
No, thank you for the report. I think for me, I think the
Great.
biggest thing, I'm sorry, for Carlos, for me, I think the biggest thing is following through or creating a position and pathways and now getting into the career development track for students. Not that we haven't been focusing on it,
Unknown caller.
but having somebody focus specifically on that's going to open doors for maybe other sponsorships or other collaborations and or in-kind capabilities for people to kind of offer our students some employment opportunities or at least some mentoring at the worst,
Yes.
right? So
No, I
great,
agree.
kudos to you for that. Excellent. Thank you.
No, and it's actually great timing, Pedro, because the governor, when Governor Meyer got into office, his first executive order was actually to increase apprenticeships for students with the state agencies. So, specifically, he's asking the state agencies to step up and create opportunities for more students so that they get work-based learning. And so I was able to be part of that task force that sort of formulated the recommendations on how we're going to do that. And a big component of that, because Votech does this, it's part of their model. They have that career and college counselor whose responsibility is to be actually creating those opportunities. And then they actually go on site to meet with the managers and get feedback. And so as that was being described, I was sitting there thinking, wow. It's hopefully there will be funding that's going to come through this initiative that will help us, but we needed to move forward with this because, as you guys have noticed, we had more students in the second graduating class choose to go to college versus the first. So in the first class, it was about 50% went to college. The other 50% were going either into apprenticeships or they were going into the workforce. In the second class, it was more like 60% were going to college.
63.
63, yeah, very good. So which is good, but we have to be respectful of the fact that we still have a large percentage of our kids that are not choosing to go into college immediately, and that's okay. But we want to make sure that all of them have something good waiting for them after they graduate. So whether it's going right into the workforce, but being able to get them into the workforce at the highest level possible with the best companies, with the best income potential and upward mobility. So that's where these partnerships and this counselor is going to really help us navigate. Carlos, did you have a question?
No, I just gonna look for that position that you have for the college and career, because I have the perfect person for that. They used to do that for La Salle University in Philadelphia, so she will be a great fit.
Yeah, the posting's been up, right, Craig? We put that up. It's been a couple of weeks now.
Okay. I just text her right away.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Any other questions for Margie? Any other comments before we conclude the meeting? Right, no?
No
Well,
second needed.
okay. Well, I still have to do it, but for then, thank you. I just want to thank everyone for taking the time out of their day and joining us. Really appreciate it. Hopefully everyone will have a wonderful summer upcoming. So leading into that, if I can have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to
Okay.
adjourn.
Motion to adjourn with the fist pump. Do I have a second?
Not before I say thank you to you for leading us today and for
Yes.
all that you do, including Chemours. I mean, a very impactful report you gave out, and I know you're very modest about it, but
Yes.
you're leading the way. Thank you.
No,
And
thank
I'll
you.
second. And I'll
Thank you,
second.
Pedro. Thank you so
And
much.
Margie, the meeting with the other school board is in August.
Okay, I'm going to send it out after this call. Yep. Thank
Okay,
you, Carlos.
excellent. Thank you. You're welcome.
Any, gotta ask, any opposition to adjourning the meeting? No. All right. Then, meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much,
Great.
everyone.
See
Have a
you on
wonderful summer.
August.
See you
Summer,
soon.
everyone. Thank you.
You.